What do you enjoy?
I just had a bad cold like you had, and I took a contact.
It must have hit the...
Man, yeah. You're going like this. Actually, I was making a better
joke. Anchor me. No, that's...
So I apologize. I just...
You ought to be somewhere with your feet up in your...
Yeah, I know, but down. The chairman here called, so...
Well, we could be... This could be very... This afternoon, we once again have before us SGR1 on open meetings. We looked at a lot of different options, both relative to statutory changes and to changing the composition of the material in the constitutional amendment itself. And then we looked at different ways of handling intent language in the constitutional amendment versus the actual wording. And we looked very in depth at some of the questions that you raised and Senate and Rose raised relative to immunity, and in as outlined in the letter to the committee from myself, we really came full circle on it. And I guess it's my feeling at this time that we have to recognize there is a trade-off between full legislative immunity, as that is expressed in our Constitution, versus this new constitutional right to open meetings, that they pit each other against themselves, and that frankly, you know, there's some value in that, and we really are choosing to, in the interests of a constitutional amendment relative to open meetings, we're choosing to limit to some extent the immunity clause. And so the bill that's back before us is essentially the CS that I believe was adopted, that was restructured to more clearly state what discussions were open and then subject to the B, C, and D provisions. Senator Skrzydlewski, did you want to make any comments on the CS or on some of the factors that we've been debating here the last couple of weeks?
Mr. Chairman, I think you've stated it, and I know you put a new memorandum on, and we saw the changes that were made before, and it all gets down to the same thing. You give up something in order to have the public have right to sue on the issue. I think that we can certainly pursue through statute changes some clarifications and some modifications, but I don't know how you can write a constitutional amendment that is needed in order for the public to be able to enforce the laws we have on the books without giving up anything. I don't think in all of the testimony we've had, it's a question of degrees. What does it mean? And I think we've gone probably as far as we can in terms of subcommittees and so on. They've been dropped out to try to keep that balance so that people can communicate and advance the business and yet still allow for some enforcement in the courts. That's where it is.
I had a couple of things I had forgotten to call attention. The first is we did also look at broader types of open meetings constitutional provisions, as was found in other states. And that did not eliminate lawsuits, nor did it eliminate very strict judicial types of regulations pursuant to it, so that in a way you could get into even more trouble. I mean, if that was a concern, that you have more lawsuits, that a broader definition from other states' perspective did not solve that problem. Additionally, the way that, pardon me, the CS, I would also call the member's attention to subpart B again, where we get right back into the legislature or committee of the legislature may meet in executive sessions authorized by law. And clearly, that is things like our current open meetings law, which is subject to change, and we can redefine what executive sessions are. And you know, there's certainly room for further definitions within the statute as we may see fit. Senator Pegs?
I was looking for the laws in the various states, and I found them.
Senator Kelly, do you have any comments?
No.
I would kind of, unless you have...
Are you saying that you've done all you can with this and you'd like a motion with this? I'll
yes.
Give you that, sir, if you'd like.
Okay.
We've adopted the CS?
Yeah.
Okay. I would move CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 1 from this committee with individual recommendations.
Discussion, objection?
The will of the chairman.
Thank you, Senator Figgs. I do appreciate the accommodation.
Let judiciary wrestle with it.
Oh, thanks.
Great.
Well, if there's no objection, then the CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 1 passes from committee. We had also hoped to bring back the license plate bill with the Department of Public Safety did not provide the revised fiscal note to us, and we'll try to bring that back on Monday. But we are continuing on our license plate issues, trying to work some of those things out.
And Mr. Chair, I want the record to know, and Senator Strzelczewski, the Judiciary Committee will work with this.
Okay,
well, I'm not going to play games with it. I want to work with it, okay? That doesn't mean I'm going to love it.
No, I understand.
I mean, we're going to move it on, okay? And so we'll, Mackay, if you will work with, what's his name? Chris. We'll get this thing scheduled. Between the death penalty and marijuana, we'll do this too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the elections board.
You're giving me the elections bill too?
No, you have it.
But you did a good job with that. I don't think that's right. You may have done the best job you could on this too.
If there's nothing else to come before the committee, we stand adjourned, and on Monday we'll be picking up, the permanent fund board.
I thought I'd bring another problem to you.
And so we'll be bringing that bill up.
Okay.